In a world crying out for a top 10 show. John Rocha and Matt Nost are here to bring you the top 10. Take it away, boys. Welcome, everybody, to the latest episode of The Top 10 Show. I am John Rocha.
I am Matt Nost.
And you know what? We're still a work in progress, so we're still figuring things out on this on Collider and trying to make it easy for the production guys because we drop these episodes at different times depending on what level you're at. Here, let's make it easy. Just become a patron of the show, and you'll get everything day of. That's the easiest way to be a part of to be a fan of the top 10. Go to www.patreon.com/the top 10. Number 10 there. Go on and sign up for that tier. What is it, $10 and above or $20? What do we make it?
For which part?
To get all the day of the video and the audio.
It's 10 bucks.
10 bucks up. So $10 and above, get the video and the audio at the same time. If you're not a $10 and above, you only get the audio on the day we release our episodes and the video a week later, or a few days later. So, you know, the easiest way to make this all work is for you to become a patron. All right, that's my spiel. How are you, Matt?
It was a great spiel. I loved every second
of it.
Thank you. You looked so tired.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Just in that, because usually, rarely does it happen.
Yeah.
But you just like... I've been speaking all day.
I'm doing my best to hang on, man.
I know. I'm going to have one of those days by the time I get home and I got to turn around and do one in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah. And just like doing this day in, day out where you're speaking for 8, 9, 10 hours.
Yeah.
It's like it's a bit much.
I tell Lindley all the time because she's like, why aren't you texting me back? And I'm like, you don't understand. I'm doing show after show after show. I don't have the time. And in between the shows, I'm checking the email to make sure I don't have to do something else down the road. So it's constant.
Well, doing this, so I don't think that I'm so narcissistic that anybody listens to me, listens to everything that I do. But as I'm doing all these throughout the day, I start beating myself up if I use the same adjectives or descriptors in like 2 or 3 shows and I've done 6 in a day and I feel like I'm just regurgitating even though I'm talking about something utterly different.
Yeah.
You do have this tendency every once in a while to be like, this is unoriginal. You hack. Like you said that said that last hour and then you got to think about, well, are they even going to hear it and whatever. The mind plays fun games.
Are you starting to do more of these? I didn't know this. What are you doing?
Oh, just, hey, you want to come and do on this? They're 4 friends.
Oh, okay.
So they reached out and like I'm running over to do the Stores podcast tonight.
Nice. The Store Horseman.
No, that's the wrestling. The Comedy Store has a podcast.
Gotcha.
So hit me up and he's like, hey, you want to come? You know, sure. I can make it over there by X.
Nice.
Not a problem. Then doing another.
Has Christian reached out to you to come on Send Live yet or no?
No, although I hit him up. I got an email about a Facebook post, which how often does that happen? I feel like it was targeted from him.
Yeah.
But it just said, hey everybody canceled today. It was like some Facebook post, and it had the body of that post in my email. So I clicked it. It was such a strange thing. He was like, hey, everybody bailed. So I hit him up. I was like, if it ever happens, man, I'm free. Just hit me up.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I'll happily make it over there. Yeah. He's like, oh, that's great to know. You know, thanks. But 2 days later when I saw the email, because I got on a Saturday or some shit.
Yeah.
I was like, well, who gets an email from Facebook about a post in a group? Like, I don't even know how you do that. What box do you check in your group?
I don't know.
Make sure you email them. If anybody's figured it out, it's Christian.
Yeah, true.
The guy's good at it.
He's very smart at that kind of stuff. That's very true.
But seeing all that, I was like, oh, dude, if you went through all these links, man, hey, just hit me up. It's fine. I'm impressed.
You have my number.
Yeah, I'm impressed. You got my number. You got my email. You got every way to contact me possible.
Yeah.
It's fine. You don't have to email me.
How are things going overall, man? Where are you at now?
Good. Excited to have a nice little vacation.
Yes.
The holidays will be nice.
Yeah. Are you guys going or staying?
No, we're out of town. Last year we were here.
Okay.
But
yeah.
Are you staying?
Yeah, we're staying. We're not doing a fucking thing for 9 days.
Is that what you get off?
That's the plan. Yeah. I still have to come to work on the 23rd. As we're recording this, you know, obviously.
Yeah, I'll be here on the 23rd too.
Right. Oh, you'll be here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because you're doing my second dimes that day.
Right. Are you coming for sports time though?
No, I told you because I had to do my other one before that. I have to because my schedule for that lands on Christmas and New Year's.
Right.
And it's just like, well, there's nobody here, so I have to pre-tape.
Right. So you're saying you can't do sports time that Monday, the 23rd.
You cannot. You're doing it at the same time. That was the only time they had this free that I could get in to do a back-to-back.
Oh, right. So I'll be doing Sports Time while you're in here doing one of the episodes of Dropping Dimes.
Then I'll jump on. Finish on that. Come yeah, in.
Sounds and, good. NBA stuff. Uh-huh. Let's do it.
I already have an idea what we'll do. I'll give you a heads up after the show.
Nice. Wizards, first place. I can feel it. Slowly but surely.
Look, we haven't talked in a while, but I like a lot of what you guys have to offer.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I genuinely do.
I've been enjoying watching the season, and I have not
thought that way. Bertrand was a great pickup. Mm-hmm. Beal was always legit. That's why everybody covets him.
Yep.
Hachimura is better than anticipated. Yeah. At least all scouts, and I don't follow anything outside of NBA, but all scouts are like, this is a little early for this guy, and he was the 13th pick or 10th pick or something.
Yeah.
But he looks legit.
I almost drafted him in fantasy.
Then Wall, there's clips of him dunking. Like warming up, he did a nice little reverse, mm-hmm. and he's got some spring in his step. Has it affected his speed? Age has, if nothing else.
Yeah, right.
But he'll still be quick. You got a future.
He's a ways to coming back, though, isn't he?
I don't think he'll come back this year.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So see what you got. More run from – because you're going to keep Bertrand's there.
Yeah. Yeah. Thomas Bryant is still on the team? Or did we lose Thomas?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I know a decent amount about your team. I can't go – Fully deep on? Because I've only watched a game and a half of the Wizards.
How dare you? You're the host of Dropping Dimes.
I know, but there's 30 teams.
I bet you've watched one team multiple times.
Of course.
That's the time you could have watched the Wizards.
Of course. I've watched a lot of teams multiple times.
Oh, see? But not the Wizards.
Well, they haven't been on those nights in as in compelling a matchup when it's like that or it's tomorrow night where it's going to be Giannis versus LeBron. They both have the same exact record.
That's going to be great.
Coming into Milwaukee.
Yeah.
In Milwaukee, just lost to the Doncic-less Mavs.
Yeah.
So, and stopped their 18-game win streak. But who's the best in the league? This is going to be a great game tomorrow. And if the Wizards are playing tomorrow night, which I'm not sure they are, they're going to lose to that game.
Probably.
That's what happens with the Wizards.
That's fair.
Be thankful. Fair. Look, I've that watched Atlanta. I've watched the Magic.
Yeah.
I've watched the fucking Warriors, the Knicks. I've seen everybody.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, Thomas Bryant is still on the team. Isaiah Thomas still on the team. Mm-hmm. CJ Miles is doing some good work for us, from what I've been seeing. And Troy Brown Jr. on this team. This is an interesting little team. It's an interesting little team.
There's a glimmer of some sort of relevancy. Not championship, but relevancy.
No. Yeah, we might be all right.
Bertrand's was a great pickup. That was a smart move.
We're 4 games behind the Magic for the final playoff spot.
Yeah, the Magic aren't
– anything could happen.
Anything to worry about.
It's terrible.
They're not.
The Lakers are – I just can't believe how incredibly good the Lakers are. It's mind-blowing to me. Anyways, neither one of us saw this.
If you want – not to this degree.
Yeah.
If you want to hear us talk sports, we do numerous sports shows. All over the place.
But we're here to talk about movies. You know it's a top 10 show, and that's what we focus on. And today we're doing the top 10 most anticipated films of 2020 because we are in 2020. We're about to be in 2020,
right? Today is a Happy New Year,
Happy
everybody.
New Year, everybody.
Because
welcome.
It's New Year's Eve when they're hearing this.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So tonight, you know, don't get in trouble, but have fun.
Have fun.
Get out there.
Should have worn my sash and my baby diapers for the New Year's.
I'm sorry. Do they make a flesh-colored button-up on top of other button-up? Because I don't see you taking off 2 shirts and a diaper, no less. I'm just saying.
That's a fair point, actually. It is. I can't argue.
I would like the shock value for the humor. It would be funny.
Yeah, yikes. Yeah.
Well, if you just played it off like what?
What's the problem?
Yeah.
It's New Year's. Doesn't everybody do this?
This is how you celebrate.
Why are you dressed?
Clearly.
What's wrong with you?
100%.
What was your tradition?
Oh, I told you I thought about it. They smoked down. Like, look, Christian, if we do this Ric Flair thing, like, I'll come in, Speedo. Like, I'll go full Flair.
Yeah.
And I'll do all the stupid because it's for the character.
You'll wear the robe.
Uh-huh.
It says Nost on the back.
I think I'd get one that said Nature Boy.
Oh, you would?
Just full on. If I'm going to steal the character, just steal the character.
Would you put the hair? You have to do the hair if it's in full on.
Yeah, maybe.
You have to get the wig and the glasses.
You know, all things were possible.
Fair enough.
The glasses is a no-brainer. It's tough to replicate that hair.
Yeah, the hair is tough.
You might just have to bite it and be like, I'm not doing the hair because there's no wig that looks that majestic. You know? High flying or jet flying.
Jet flying, limousine riding, kiss stealing, son of a bitch.
Just the best.
So we're gonna break it on down, give our top 10 anticipated films of 2020. Listen, 2019 turned out all right for films, I think, overall.
Yeah.
Right?
It was a really good
– yeah.
From top to bottom, started strong. The summer had a bunch of quality movies.
Yeah.
And now through the fall into winter, it's been, hey, do you see this? It's really interesting and unique. yeah. and not in a, look at us, we're trying to be unique, you know, right. just like a genuinely made a piece of art.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Here comes another one that's comedic, but it's still a piece of art. Here's one that's, I don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah.
But it's another piece of art, just one after another. And I still, I've seen a bunch of movies and I still need to see more.
You haven't seen 1917 yet?
No, because it hasn't come out.
Right, right.
Technically.
Right. All right. That's my favorite film of the year. So I'm very curious to hear what you think.
Yeah, I'm trying to bang out as many as I can before I leave next week.
Right on.
So yeah. I saw Dark Waters. I need to see Jewel.
Do you like Dark Waters?
Well, I don't want to do spoilers or anything like that enough.
Thought if you liked it or not.
My guess is we'll be doing a best of 2019 near future.
Good point.
In fact, we could send an email to a certain someone just to give them a heads up that I just spoke to. I don't know why I'm being so cagey.
You're being cagey.
For no reason.
I like it.
But anyway, so we're going to do our look forward to the year 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Before we jump in, if anybody out there wants to come see us live,
Hey-o.
We are coming to two cities in the very near future, February 29th, the Houston two shows, 8 and 10 p.m. at the House of Blues. Go to houseofblues.com/Houston. You can pick up your tickets there. And then finally, we're going back across the pond.
Yes, we are.
May 2nd, a Saturday, 8 p.m.
Yep, putting on some Union Jacks, going into London. We're going to London.
Now, if we get a fan to send us two Union Jack Speedos, do you walk out on stage with that? Just perform for that? It's going to be a 2.5-hour show, by the way. We're doing the extra time for our friends across the pond.
I will not perform in the Speedo for 2.5 hours. But I will gladly walk out in the Speedo, then put my pants on. So technically, I will still be performing with the Speedo on.
I will have
to take a donation from the fans.
When we'll both get American flag pants that are tearaways, and we tear them off, and then we got Union Jacks underneath.
I actually like that idea.
And then figure out some sort of other festive cover-up, I guess, for you afterwards.
Yeah. I'll just put the pants back on.
Well, if the fans demand it, I would just continue to wear the Speedos, because in for a penny, in for a pound. Let's do this.
Well, then they'd have to do a pound. You'd have to donate at a pretty high level to the Patreon for us to be like even considering this idea. So if someone wants to do a one-time donation to the Patreon and then send us the briefs, I'm down.
What do you want to call that? The banana hammock tier? And you have to subscribe at that level, and then you can do it.
Frank and beans, that's the level.
Accept no substitute except for this one individual, whomever they may be.
Whomever they may be, with spare 500 pounds.
They send us like a crocheted one with all the holes and just hairs coming out in certain spots.
How about one with you with gray hair? And you're like,
no problem. Son of a bitch, down there too? I don't know if I found any grays there yet, but there have to be.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying I have much gray in my beard. Sure. I have random gray chest hairs. I know I have gray hairs up here.
So logically, there's standard reason.
Although I don't know if I've seen any gray leg hairs.
Okay. We're getting deep, but we're getting into the TMI territory, but all right.
Really? Gray hairs on legs?
Gray hairs on your pubes? That's going a little too far.
You're the one that brought it up.
I didn't bring it up. I said that
there would be gray hairs on pubes.
No,
yes, you did.
I said that they would crochet something that would.
I said that, and then I said then unfortunately the hair could come out, and you were like, you asked about it. Gray, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no. I just meant because remember you got those dolls that had gray hair on them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right, you were complaining about that last time in England, so I thought someone would crochet a pair of Speedos that had your hair gray on it. That's what I meant. But I respect you going deep into your nether regions.
You're saying not a problem. You're saying then that they have our little faces on the Speedos?
Yes.
Oh, that's creepy.
Right?
That's creepy. Where's the Union Jack?
One on each. Well, the Union Jack would be on the front, but one of us would be on each butt cheek. I think that's fair.
Perfect. Do you have a preference?
The top 10 logo. I've always been a left man. I kick from the left, so I like to stay on the left.
Because
I'm left-footed.
You're left-footed?
Yeah. Right-handed, left-footed.
Interesting.
Yeah. But the top 10 right over the asshole area, the top 10 logo right over the asshole area, it's perfect.
Well, I mean, that wasn't part of the okay. Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we bump up a little extra for that, too, even though it benefits us.
500 pounds. That's what I'm saying. 250 between us.
Or it's the logo in between us, and we're both doing like a fist bump to the logo.
Even better.
Perfect.
Even better. Just not a fist into the logo.
No. No, the logo needs to be a certain distance, you know, a certain size, a width, so to speak. So there's no even chance of that.
So to speak.
Or because of the black logo, it just looks like that.
Oh, fair.
And maybe we don't want that in that specific region.
Maybe it's a circular logo.
Perfect.
There it is.
I take it too far and then you don't. How is that? That's even further.
True. That's true. Anyway, so if you want to come watch us in London. We are coming back. We're getting the 400-seater. We said that last year, so we booked the 400-seater. It's a longer show so that you all get even more time. We'll do some Q&A stuff. We'll have some interaction with the audience. Certainly very interactive situation. I'm sure we'll hang out afterwards. We'll have new merchandise. We'll have all kinds of stuff for you all to enjoy. And we had such a blast last time.
It was fantastic.
Right? It was one of my life events for the rest of my life will be that trip overall, but certainly that night in London with you doing the Top 10 show for all these amazing fans.
And to get to meet all of them, hear everybody's different stories, find out that they flew in from 10, 11 countries. And, you know, that's just within the EU. There were Canadians and there was Americans. And like so many people came out. And I know that we had some people that couldn't come out.
Yes.
You know, last time just because of scheduling. And this is so far in advance. Hopefully that, you know, works with your schedule and it benefits both of us. We'd love to see you. You know, Pele, I don't believe you came last time, buddy.
Oh.
And this time he said he'll bring the fam and some friends and whatever. We want to meet them all. So please, bring them all.
You know you're going to have a good time.
Guaranteed.
So bring your friends because they are going to have a good time. I don't know how many people were seeing us for the first time ever or listening to us for the first time ever when they came to see us live. There were a number of people that brought their friends for the first time.
I know it's happened in L.A. and Chicago.
Yeah. We had that one kid in front who brought his mom who'd never heard us before ever. Mm-hmm. And she loved it.
Yeah.
We had fun with that kid. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. But anyway, so go to kingsplace.co.uk. Pick up your tickets over there. They're 30 pounds. It's 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7. They got a nice bar. Get yourself a drink. It's a really chill place. Easy to get to. We loved it last year.
Yeah.
And we're so excited to be coming back. So February 29th at the House of Blues in Houston, or houseofblues.com/Houston, and then King's Place, kingsplace.co.uk on May 2nd. There you go. Let's jump into this.
Sounds good. Matt, tell them how the show works.
Once we set a topic, we do a little shimmy shake on the table, and then we go our separate ways and create individual top 10. Let's show back up here. I do my bottom three. He does his bottom three. I do my next two. He does his next two. Then we trade one apiece. Once we have revealed our personal top 10 list, we create the shows between the two of us.
Yeah. Boom.
Started that on half a breath. Let's jump in. Lots to choose from. I was surprised by a couple things that didn't make my list. Ultimately, when it came down to the final. Some things. Anyway, 10, Coming to America.
Okay.
Not on your list?
I am dreading it.
So am I.
I'm not looking forward to it.
So am I.
Okay. But I saw a great trailer, I'd be looking forward to it.
I haven't seen any trailer.
Yeah.
I'm not watching any trailer. Okay. I'm going to try and go in blind unless everybody's like, hey, it's Pluto Nash in 2019, except there's no space. And be like, mother, I want to believe.
Yeah.
After Dolomite, totally Eddie can act.
That. Totally can act.
He always could, but it's like he still got it. It's not like he's lost it. I want to believe.
Okay.
I want to believe. I did look up the cast. I don't know.
Some returning members from the original film.
Some returning members. You know, thank God they got Louis Anderson back.
Oh, my God.
They got him.
That's the linchpin.
John Amos. I'm glad he's
still alive,
coming back.
John Amos. And the girl. Aren't they bringing back the girl?
Are they? I don't know if I saw her. I saw Arsenio.
Of course you saw Arsenio.
Tracy Morgan and Leslie and
what do you think Eddie and Arsenio are like? Do you think Arsenio is like, hey, you know, if there's a part, I'm not pressuring you. Or do you think Arsenio's like, you better put me in this goddamn movie, Eddie?
I think it was more so, I can't make this without you.
Oh, you think it was Eddie being like, I'm not going to do this
without you. But both of them, because they were both.
Okay.
Arsenio plays off of him beautifully in that movie, and he plays numerous parts.
He does. He's
only
great.
Only once is it his taking on a new character, dumb, it was when he's the woman to me, because it's so obvious.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. And your friend, too.
James Earl Jones, Wesley Snipes, Garcelle Bouvet is in this thing, John Amos, Sherry Headley, she's coming back.
Okay.
Nice. The girl from the first one, that's awesome. Still working her. Leslie Jones, oh man. I can only imagine what Leslie Jones is going to
do. But picture shows her and Tracy.
Tracy's in this too, yeah.
So, expect a very loud scene.
Arsenio, Louis, yeah, and then some people I don't know that well. So, yeah, all right. I got to see a first trailer before I get anticipated.
I want to believe. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a turd.
I know. You think it's going to be a shit show.
Yes.
But like you said, Dolomite's My Name was good.
It was. That's why I'm holding out hope.
Okay.
I really am.
All right. I respect it.
Can Eddie still play the innocent kind of guy that he was on some level?
Right. You know? Certainly the charming protagonist.
Yeah. But wholesome.
Right. He was wholesome.
I'm not saying he couldn't, but
Do you think this Bing's starts a whole new thing? Do you think there's a
Murphy-sance?
Yeah.
It's the official if you look it up in Webster's. It's the second Murphy-sance.
What do we have? We have 40 hours, 96 hours, then what, 124 hours? Is that the next thing?
I don't think they'd update it and like it's 128 gigs or some shit like that, and they make it for the digital age.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's some drone surveillance thing.
Do we have – there's Beverly Hills Cop 4 coming.
Supposedly. I have no faith on that one.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe, but I don't know.
Okay.
I want to believe.
Is there a Trading Places? Is there a sequel?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
All right. Jamie Lee's still around. Dan Aykroyd's still around.
Yeah, but Eddie's still
– Billy Ray Valentine.
To me, still can get away with looking only 20 years older, not 40 years older.
Oh, fair.
And I think Dan definitely looks 30, 40 years older.
Yeah.
And Jamie Lee now has let her hair, go silver. And, yeah, she looks her age. It's great.
I'd love to see them do a sequel to it and it be like a stock exchange comedy. And maybe they're taking on
– one of those old tried and true chestnuts. The old stock exchange comedy. Yep.
It's anyway. Only been tried once in the history of film.
We could do our favorite by month of those.
top 10 stock exchange comedies.
By month. Like the decade one where you can only choose one. January's tough. Usually it's a dumping ground, but they fit a lot of good stock exchange comedies in there.
I think that'd be funny. And then you'd have them taking on the grandsons of... And the granddaughter, I think granddaughter and the grandson.
All the great-grandchildren of Mortimer.
Of Mortimer and
yeah.
That would be funny.
But I want the two of them back.
Right, of course. Aykroyd and...
No. The two old gentlemen. John Amos. Not John Amos.
Ralph Bellamy and Amici. You can't
Amici,
bring them. They're both dead.
I know. But they were kind of... Are you saying what, the Tarkin?
The de-aging technology.
No. No. If it didn't work for De Niro...
Deepfake.
I think deepfake would be better.
Yeah, deepfaking, I can handle deepfaking.
I told Fernandez, I texted him after that last Lucas one, because Lucas is my favorite.
It's brilliant.
It is.
There's a new one coming that is incredible.
Please do a director's commentary of him watching the new ones. It's like, I got five on it.
Mm-hmm.
I will throw you $5. Make this happen. I'm not fucking bankrolling this, but I legitimately, if you want five on it, I got five on that.
Wow.
Because it would be so stinking good. And going back and like rationalizing the prequels.
Yeah.
And all of it. All of it. Talking about Solo and fucking Rogue One, the Clone Wars. It's endless.
It's right. There's so much you can explore
here. You could.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the new one coming, people are going to like love it even more. I just saw Frank, who edits them, showed me a six-minute preview of it earlier today, and I was losing my shit. It was so funny. So funny. So I know some people are offended by those things, but look, we're getting 1 million views plus on those videos. So
really, they're offended?
Yeah.
You're just having fun with the public.
Well, they think you're making fun of George Lucas and you're making fun of the Star Wars series, and like you're putting negativity into the conversation or toxicity.
Really? They're adding
this
humor.
This is funny. Yeah.
They're just adding humor. Right.
It's not actually George Lucas.
Yes, this caricature of him is this disaffected.
Yeah.
Doesn't care, sold it for a couple billion. And
bitter.
Like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not like full-throated bitter.
Right.
Just didn't have the energy to continue on, was sick of the criticism I got from people, but now upset that somebody has my baby.
You're right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is funny. This is comedy.
You built it. Exactly. It's rife.
Yeah.
Ripe for comedy.
Yeah.
This is the dumb joke of the Kessel runs.
Oh, yeah.
And then laughing at it. It's like I hope that was improv because that was beautiful.
Oh, just about everything he does is improv.
Yeah, the round table
was great too.
Mm-hmm.
People had an issue with RDJ, but everything else was fantastic. The Tom Cruise was great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought the Tom Cruise was great.
No, with Downey.
Oh yeah, they were saying he was too heavy to look. And it's like there's only so much you
Jeff.
Can adjust. Yeah, right. But it was really funny, and he was a great – I thought if you were just focused on the face, you were caught up in the whole situation. I thought actually Costa was behind all those guys. I felt all those guys were bringing it, Jamie was doing his best to hang in there. And I think Jamie's a master improviser, so that gives you some good idea of how great these guys actually were in riffing off each other. You know, so we'll see.
I wonder if he got a note of stop waving your hand in front of your face, or that's a good thing. Go right ahead and do it.
Yeah, I don't know what Ewan does, so maybe he did.
Well, no, not that from Frank's perspective of having to work around
this. Right.
Because it's like in Roger Rabbit, when they go to animate – They had to have Hoskins, whenever he's holding something, it's closed between his fingers. So there's no space. Otherwise, they'd have to go in each individual cell and paint it in because they're already painting in. They're like, save us some time.
Yeah.
So on that type of thing, does that help by covering? It's less. It would seem like it would be worse.
Yeah.
Now you got to fucking deal with his hand.
They won't let me do it. I want to do Bernie Sanders. They won't let me do it.
Well,
because I do a good Bernie.
That has nothing to do with anything they're doing.
I know, but I was going to do like Bernie reviewing movies or Bernie, like an old cantankerous old Bernie just looking at movies. But
if
Frank
you could
said
do
they don't
a movie
want to do political.
Figure. Yeah, exactly. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Apolitical.
I know.
Anyway, back to looking forward to 2020. That's the professionalism you get on Patreon.com/the top 10. My number nine. So my nine was kind of a three-way tie.
Okay.
But I'm just going to choose Stillwater, the Matt Damon.
Okay.
He's an oil rig worker in Oklahoma, and his daughter, whose name – or the actress's name, I can't remember.
Okay.
But it's someone who – I know her work.
Okay.
And she's in France, and she is claiming she's been wrongly accused of a crime.
Ooh.
So he has to leave here and go to Marseille, France.
Okay.
And that's the only – that I read that description. I was like, I'm intrigued.
Oh, it's Abigail Breslin.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew it was someone. I couldn't remember who.
Yeah, he picks these weird movies sometimes, Matt Damon does.
In my head, it was Chloe Grace Moretz or Morantz.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
But I knew it wasn't. I was like, I don't think it's her. She's in something else.
Tom McCarthy's directing this? I don't know who directs. He's an actor. Wow, he's directed The Cobbler. Shit, you've seen this guy in a million things.
Oh, I've looked him up before because I found out he's a director. I think he started in TV first.
You mean directing?
Yeah. And then moved on from there and then still continued to act while he was doing it.
Fascinating, yeah. Oh, wow, he did The Station Agent? What? That was him? This guy, multifaceted, had no idea. All right, I'm going to pitch my next movie to him.
He's done the work.
Respect. So right.
The other two, I just couldn't make a choice. Perhaps one of them makes your list.
Maybe. We shall see.
So there we go.
Hey, man, I'm here to help you with your problem in France. Is that kind of...
Have you been to Oklahoma? Is that a genuine... I don't know.
I've been around Oklahoma people.
So I know tons. Legitimately, it's Okies. Weird. Yeah. Them and Kansans. I know a lot of Kansans.
Oh, you know a lot of Kansans?
I just happen to live out here. Mm. And all the Oklahomans. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know, I think, 6 or 7 guys from Oklahoma.
Wow.
Out here. And then Kansas, minimum 4, but I think it's more like 7.
Do you think you have to know all the words to the musical Oklahoma to be an Oklahoman? Do you think that's part of it?
Sure. What, at the womb?
Yeah. Sorry with a French.
They put the headphones on the baby every night. It's some weird arcane law. That once like phonographs came around, you had to do that shit. Oh, that's great.
You better put – is he listening? You better put Surrey with a Fringe on top of that,
boys. Certain states get away with it.
I'm sure.
Rocky Top in Tennessee.
Yeah, you gotta be able to sing Rocky Top.
Take Me Home for West Virginia.
Right, yeah, Country Roads, yeah.
I mean, there's New York, and Chicago, my kind of town, 2 Sinatras. But
you got to know those.
I know, but those don't –
Empire State of Mind is now kind of replaced the New York.
For a modern generation, yes. Sure. Another one will more than likely replace that.
What's that song for Texas? Of Texas.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
What it's called.
I'm sure there's a theme for the Alamo. You remember the Alamo. Just a bunch of people come sweeping in the Alamo.
One of a South Dakota song is Arizona song.
South Dakota. Can anybody hear this? Is this thing on? Is anybody out there? It's a lot of open space around here. It's not many people. I can't imagine the population density is that high in the Dakotas.
Deep in the heart of Texas. That's what it is. Yeah. Damn, I forget that song. I don't know what the name of that song is. The stars shine bright. Yeah, deep in the heart of Texas. What is it called? That is it.
Oh, it could be.
It's deep in the heart of Texas. Could nice.
It was a good pull.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas. There we go. Thank you so much. There we go. I'll be allowed in that state. Yes, that's right. One of those.
Well, we'll be there to sing it live for you guys. Yeah! February 29. Stay tuned. I'll read the words. No problem. Oh, you got somebody out there like a stage manager, just dropping them. We're poorly singing them.
Fucking
Bob Dylan. Oh, shit. Oh, I got to clap. You guys are terrible at this. Let's just wrap it up. Give them the light.
Anyway. All
so
right,
number, eight,
number 8. Yeah. All right. What's your number 8?
I got Free Guy.
Free Guy? The I don't
Ryan
know what
Reynolds.
That is. All right. Go ahead.
Did you see the trailer that popped up? Yeah.
You know, the rumor is that that's supposed to be Deadpool 3.
Really?
Yes.
Great. Because
it's out of nowhere. No one heard anything about it.
Exactly. I saw it and I was like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
But he looks like he's really enjoying himself, like genuinely.
People are saying that's a fake trailer and it's for Deadpool 3.
Good for them. It makes me like that franchise even more. They managed to find new ways to do it every time. Last time it was him and that mugging or whatever by the phone booth.
Yeah, with Stan Lee.
Person dies. Yeah, Stan Lee. And he ends up eating the ice cream, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I want some ice cream. Yeah.
Just ridiculous. So, yeah, I saw Free Guy and I was like, this looks so dumb, but he looks dialed in.
Oh, yeah.
So.
You're not sure how to take it.
Yeah. Like when I saw the trailer for RIPD, they both looked tired in the trailer.
That was bad, dude.
And I never, it didn't spark anything in me. And Free Guy was like, how deep is this premise?
Okay.
Because they never allude to what he does with the knowledge once he gets it.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's half baked. Usually a trailer gives you a little bit more than that.
And then this
happens.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people think it's going to be that thing. We'll see.
Well, that's fantastic. I hope it is.
Yeah. All right, my number 10 is not on your list. That's Fast and Furious 9. There's no way not looking forward to that. And there's no way it's not on your list. There's no way it's on your list.
No way, baby.
We'll see what happens.
Where is it set? I hope it is somewhere.
Oh, good question. I know that John Cena's in it. I mean, he's replacing The Rock, apparently. That's the rumor.
Why is The Rock not doing it?
Because him and Vin have real beef.
So basically now The Rock is walking away saying, good luck without me.
Yeah, I've got Hobbs and Shaw. Fuck you.
Well, I mean, I saw Hobbs and Shaw. I thought it might have to come up on the summer movie list at one point. That's why I went and saw it.
Yeah, it's a fun time at the theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Charlize Theron's in this one. Vin Diesel, Helen Mirren. Lucas Black is rumored to be coming back. He was in the third one, Drift.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Michelle Rodriguez always coming back. Natalie Emmanuel is coming back. John Cena's in it. Jordana Brewster's coming back. Cardi B's in this one.
So annoying.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Have you seen Cardi B Uggs Piano?
No, what is that?
Oh, dude, I saw this and I'm not kidding. It wormholed into my brain and I had to watch it like
three more
times. It's so good. This guy. So he finds clips online of people who already kind of have an intonation of some sort of sing-songy.
Uh-huh.
And he plays a kind of jazz accompaniment to what they do. Dude.
I saw this on Twitter.
That is not what I want.
Okay. You going to bring it up?
Yeah.
All right. Just don't get this thing taken down.
Well, it's on YouTube. I'm just searching for the YouTube video.
I don't know how this
works. All right. So have you seen this? Maximize it. Hold on, sorry.
Oh my God. This dude in his house.
That's
hilarious.
20-something seconds, and I was like, what a great little...
Wow. Does he have a few of those?
Oh, he's got tons.
I
got
to see that, man.
Tons.
That's brilliant.
And then he's got... Because I did that, too, and I was like, well, what else you got?
Yeah.
That one's my favorite, although I'm guessing it's his most successful. I know nothing of her. I know she makes that sound, but I couldn't tell you a song she does.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sure I've heard her on things, but I don't know her music, so to speak.
Yeah. She was kind of big, and now Lizzo came along. Lizzo kind of took her thunder. This is the way it works. In R&B, man, in hip hop, it's like something new comes along, like literally within a year.
Well, I think that's pop music in general.
Well, fair, fair.
That's what hip hop is in essence, is pop music.
Pop music.
Well, it's the same formulas over and over and over again.
Yeah. Michael Rooker's in this. Tyrese is coming back. Ludacris is up in this. So, it'll be interesting to see.
Sounds like a hard pass. That sounds like – I really hope we have a good summer. I'm not forced to watch that turd.
Justin Lin is coming back to direct it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
His work.
He directed the Fast and Furious 6, Fast and Furious, and Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, which is what Lucas Black starred in.
That's why you bring him back.
Yeah. That's why – and he's also –
magic once. Let's do it again.
He's supposedly directing the new Jeremy Renner Bourne sequel, which I didn't know they were going to go back to the well with that one.
They're doing like just two
– Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Two separate Bournes.
Yeah, two separate timelines of...
Woof. Yeah. He also did Star Trek Beyond, which I didn't like. And he's doing an untitled Shaolin Temple remake. I don't know what that is, so...
I don't know. I'm sure Wu-Tang is involved somehow.
Wu-Tang! By the way, I've never told you this. Lin Li is, like, out of control Wu-Tang fan. I had no idea. Wu-Tang fan. She knows all the lyrics. Like, it comes on when we're flipping channels on XM.
Cash rules everything around me, bro, man.
That's what I know. I know Cream and I know Triumph. I don't know, I know anything else.
The 36 Chambers I know backwards and
really?
Forwards.
Really? So does she.
One of my friends in
it's out of control.
Freshman year of college had the poster. Like, that was one of his favorite albums, so I heard it a lot. We play video games. So you get to listen to the music I do, like, which is kind of, you know.
Is it good?
If you like their style, it's a numerous people coming in and out.
Right,
if you really key in on one or two, you're not going to probably enjoy it as much as the collaborative.
Right. So I like the collaborative.
So do I, but sometimes it's like, well, I really favor these within bigger groups. I don't do it as much with Wu-Tang as I do with others.
Right.
But
do you have one person you like from each of the rap groups?
Well,
best, I guess?
From Wu, my favorite, even though. Favorite name of all time, hands down in rap, is Ghostface Killah.
Yeah,
I think that's the greatest name, even though it means white guy killer.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's it.
I don't care.
It's all
right. I don't care.
He's not talking about you.
Legitimately, yeah, he's not. It's not. It's an affectation that he's taking on to give a persona of what he – it's fine. It's character. I don't care.
Ghostface Killah.
My favorite of those? I don't know, man. Because I even love the adjacent. Redman to me is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, Redman's good shit. Time for Some Action is a fucking great one.
But you know, there's a lot. There's a lot to love.
I like Cappadonna.
Okay. Raekwon's good. Redman's good.
Raekwon's
Method Man's good.
Yeah.
They got a lot.
How about in Tribe? Do you like Fife Dog better, or do you like?
I loved.
You're not in Tribe.
Oh. I loved others that were
okay.
Whatever everybody else felt with a lesser competition to Tribe.
Like Leaders of the New School, those guys?
I thought they were all right. I'm saying perhaps, I guess I'm saying Next Generation, like Roots.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Roots are fucking great.
Phrenology, I love that. I listened to that album so many times. And the hidden track, I think, could be my favorite on it. It's in the top three for sure.
Wow.
And it's a hidden track. Comes in with, you know, those kind of sleigh bellies.
Yeah.
And it just comes in with this beat. And it's fantastic. And you have to go something like 14 minutes into it after the last song.
Because they're from Philly.
Yeah, they're from Philly.
Because I was born there. Some friends told me, Things Fall Apart. That's the one that I first got into with them, right?
Phrenology I bought, that was probably, 17 years ago. That was the first of theirs that I bought.
Like,
went to purchase. I got it actually at Target.
Maybe not. Yeah?
The whitest of places that I could have gotten it.
Maybe
Walmart.
Do you have the Roots?
I just saw it. It was on the sale rack, and I was like, I saw them the other night.
Yeah.
And, you know, I spent a lot of years of just hunting new bands and whatever. It's like when we did that Topic Thunder, and somebody asked me for recommendations, and I gave like four or five, whatever it was, and you're like, I've never heard of any of these bands. I'm like, dude, for like 8 years of my life, that's all I did was hunt new music and. Have you heard of this band? They kind of sound like that band. Oh, interesting. I only like two tracks, though. Boom, moving on. There's so much music.
Yeah.
And then I burned myself out because it's a hell of a pace to stay on.
I can only imagine.
You know, I can only afford so much cocaine.
No, it was Do You Want More? That's the one I have. It's their second album. It was their second album. It came out in 95. I had this thing on constant rotation in my car. I shall proceed and continue to rock the mic. And all of that going through every single one of those tracks. There's not a bad track in the whole fucking album. It's so great. And it's $35 on vinyl. I can't make that yet. I can't, like, make that work in my head yet. Because I have the CD.
Okay.
But there's something. I love bopping along the vinyl. I bought a couple. Because I bought that record player a few months ago. I bought a couple of. I bought Midnight Marauders from Tribe and a couple other
wrap-ups. You got
iTunes,
don't you?
I do. But, like, doing it. The record thing is, like, fucking choice. I like the way it sounds on record.
Of course you do.
On wax.
Of course you do.
On vinyl.
A person that likes to own the physical media, much like 75 to 80% of the people that view.
That's right.
And listen, I'm in the minority, but digital.
Yeah. Another my man.
What number was that for you?
That was number 10, Fast and Furious, 9. So my number 9 is Bad Boys for Life.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you? That's coming out in January. I don't know what to expect.
A turd. A steaming old turd.
How dare you? Martin Lawrence and Will Smith coming back together
again.
What
was the last movie, good movie, that Will Smith did?
Aladdin.
Okay, I didn't see it, but I actually heard it's way better than you think it is.
It's fucking good.
Okay. That aside.
Martin Lawrence is the better one to come at me with.
Well.
Not since the 90s.
Go past Aladdin. Give me another good Will Smith in the past five
years. Will Smith movie?
Concussion.
Concussion's great.
Surprisingly.
People
but
do
nobody
not
nobody liked
do
it.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know
why. It was so good.
But that's his best to me in like the past 5 years.
Yeah. It's, yeah. I thought he was good in Suicide Squad. If the film was terrible, but he was good.
He was fine in a shit movie.
Oh, yeah, well, I thought it was good in a shit movie. I think that's I hear
I don't think anybody was good in that movie.
Okay. You don't think Margot Robbie was good as Harley Quinn? I mean, she got a whole thing out of it.
She kind of stole the picture.
Yeah, she did. That's a good question you have, though.
It's been a while. It's like the Enemy Within or whatever the hell that
Gemini
was.
Gemini Man was no
Gemini
good.
Gemini Man.
Yeah.
The Enemy Within.
Aladdin. Bright. Did you like Bright? What was it?
It was, you know, they're going to make a sequel. Maybe they could do something with it. I think there's potential.
Yeah, you're right. Collateral Beauty was the other one. I didn't like Collateral Beauty. Suicide Squad, no. Concussion, yes. Focus, I didn't like. Winter's Tale, I didn't like. Anchorman 2, whatever. After Earth, ugh. Men in Black 3 was good. That's 2012.
Yeah. 2012 then. Men in Black, so Concussion and Men in Black 3.
Certainly been sporadic.
And it's been poop galore. Now we got Spies in Disguise to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I have only seen. I've seen that cutout in theaters for a year.
No one's going to see this thing, man.
It's been – what was the delay?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the delay was. I just know I wasn't looking forward to it. All right, and we'll see. Martin Lawrence and, you know, Joey Pants is coming back. The whole crew. I mean, not the two Latino detectives. One of them died.
Tay Leone?
Willie Oscar Machosa. Oh, I don't know if – I'm pretty sure she's not coming back.
I just pulled that in a movie that I have not seen nor will I ever watch again. Thank you.
Can you pull the bad guy? Do you know who the bad guy
is? No, you said it before in the past, and it's somebody that I know, but no, I can't pull it.
Yeah, Dutch Gicario. Vanessa Hudgens is in this thing. Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
Amp it up. Here we go.
Oh, no.
More acting credentials out the wazoo. What else you got?
Oh, no.
Is this Bad Boys the musical Bad Boys?
I feel like I should know Kate Del Castillo, but I don't know. I think she was the one involved. Remember with Sean Penn interviewing that the girl, and she was connected to, what's his face, El Chapo? You don't remember any of that?
Okay, yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. You got to go along with me a little bit. I'll get you there.
Because he did like a long period of going and being a journalist.
Oh, no, he did, right. A journalist with parentheses, with quotation marks around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's your 9?
That is my 9. Yeah, I don't think there's anyone else of note in the. Yeah, there's no Tay Leone. There's someone named Sharon Pfeiffer. Is she like the third cousin, third? I don't know. All right. My number 8 then is Black Widow.
Well, man, that trailer, I wanted to like it.
Really?
Fuck,
I like that trailer, man.
The problem is David Harbour coming in.
Yeah.
I want to like him and everything. That dude seems chill as fuck. Yeah. I like his acting. But outside of Stranger Things, I couldn't tell you a thing that he's done that I've enjoyed.
Wow. Okay.
And that's now he's turning into kind of Emilia Clarke. I don't know if I can trust you, although it's a Marvel, so I'm giving credence to. But it's a black flag.
He's not the lead in it, though.
He's not the lead.
Yeah, yeah.
But I am not talking shit. It just – you know, Hellboy, I actually thought was, even if people said it was going to be bad, there'd still be something enjoyable because I like the character. Ian McShane, I love. David Harbour, I was like, even if I don't like it, I'm still going to like it. And I walked out going, I did not like that.
Nope.
And Mother, and there was something else of his that I was actually kind of.
Oh, yeah, Mother. I forgot about Mother, right.
Although he was in what? Walk Among the Tombstones.
He was. And Equalizer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe I should give him more credit then.
He's good as an ensemble character. I mean, Revolutionary Road.
I never saw it.
Oh, okay. He lives next door to them.
Okay.
It's a good question you asked.
Marital strife movie?
Yeah. That was
I don't really see
this.
Like, I haven't seen Marriage Story yet because I know. Everybody says that.
Here's the deal.
I've heard, watch it with your significant other. Sure. Don't watch it with your significant other.
I wouldn't. I think it's good, but the Kramer versus Kramer stuff is unmistakable. Mm. So,
buddy of mine said it's
generational.
It's just like Manchester in the Sea, and basically I hated everybody. And you're like, oh, okay. Like, I've heard him make fun of Manchester by the Sea 50 different ways.
Oh.
Just finds a new way to cut it down. Like, that was – I understand what you're saying, but that was a waste of all of our time, in essence, is how he distillates his feelings.
Right.
Like, oh, okay.
He was, ironically, in Suicide Squad and Black Mass. I don't remember him in Black Mass.
What was he in Black Mass?
The John Morris. He must have been one of the FBI guys going after him.
I guess.
Yeah,
he wasn't one of the bad guys.
Nope. Yeah, Walk Among Tombstones, Equalizer. He was in Snitch, which is the rock one we like.
Yeah, but what was his part, know?
End of Watch. Yeah, see, these are smaller parts.
Yeah, it's all tiny, small.
Yeah.
I unfairly judged. just because I guess
I think it's fair to feel the way you feel and then kind of.
But yeah, I saw the trailer and it kind of just looked generic to me.
Really? God, I loved it. Mm. I thought it was great. And having having Rachel Weisz in that thing was fucking great. And Florence Pugh was incredible. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it because I want to see what it does. I didn't think I'd be looking forward to this movie until the trailer. Now the trailer's out, I'm all in, and I want to see what Scarlett does with this. Because she's essentially going to – it seems like everybody's thinking she's going to hand the mantle off to Florence Pugh, and she will stop being Black Widow going forward. And Florence Pugh will take
over. Swan song?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. And you see in the trailer.
She was great in Midsommar.
Yeah.
So I believe she can act for damn sure.
Fighting With My Family, she's good too, that wrestling movie. That
then she's got the chops there.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the problem with Brie Larson. I still have trouble dialing into her physicality as Marvel, mm-hmm. Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I know she's a great actress.
Yeah, yeah.
But the watching her in Captain Marvel, sometimes when she runs, it just doesn't look like somebody that's been doing this for a long time. It was like a former, went through basic training and was a pilot and was just doesn't look as fluid or as athletic as I assume someone like that would be.
That's fair.
But she can build to it because she's going to be part of that franchise for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it could be me just nitpicking. ScarJo's always been fantastic at all the fighting and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's believable every time. It's like, that's impressive.
Yeah.
You can tell she's good at it when it's like when you go back and watch Star Trek after Zoe Saldana had gone off and done Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
They came back and they did that last Star Trek. They would do all wide shots of all her fights because she's really good at
it.
And then what's his name from Heroes? Zachary Quinto. They're all super tight singles, like a shot and then quick cuts. So because he doesn't have the hours.
Right.
She's been on the, you know, with those belts and doing flips and studying martial arts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was awesome at it. And it was so funny. I laughed in the theater. Because his fight was right after hers, like direct sequence. Because, you know, they always spin off those two and Kirk.
Yeah.
Like they do an Into Darkness and three of them go off kind of thing. But it was in the last one.
Yeah.
It was just going from fight scene. Is that a fight scene, guys? or is that just clever editing, tight shots, and back to people actually who are good at this?
Right, right.
Nobody understood why I was laughing, but who cares? All the little things in life.
You catch them. All right, what's number 7 for you?
7 is The King's Man.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good. Good choice. Good choice.
Not looking forward to it?
No, I am. I thought they had pushed it to the year after, but I know they pushed it to later in the year because it was supposed to come out in February.
Yeah, it's coming out in like September.
Okay. Fair. That might bump off Fast and Furious then for me because I love that. That's a good choice. All right.
The trailer looks super interesting.
Hell yes, it does. I mean, I didn't think I'd want to see another trailer with Dogs of War, whatever it is, the War Dogs, whatever that Black Sabbath song is. But damn, it worked, slowing it down. And Ralph Fiennes looked badass in this thing. Everybody around it looks badass. Jomon Hounsou, he's again playing you know the trainer.
Take the paycheck. Baby.
I guess so. He's played it so many times.
Yeah, but how old is he at this point?
Yeah, no, it's fair. It's fair. It's totally fair.
So
it's totally fair.
You know, but in Guardians, he was. Kind of.
It was different than that. Yeah, yeah. True.
I was about to say an assassin, but he's not an assassin. He's like the lead.
Yeah.
Like there's a general, whatever his
he's
best.
He's like a security expert or something.
Yeah,
like
but he's also, you know, head bodyguard.
Right.
Slash the one person you want on the ground no matter what if you're the other, the higher up.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
number
yeah.
one overall. This is the best dude you got to rely on.
Right, right. Okay.
But yeah, the trailer when I saw it, because I wasn't the biggest fan of Golden Circle.
Yeah, no. Me too.
Yeah, it just doesn't deliver as well as the first one.
Nope.
But to take it back and see the, I guess, origin story of this,
mm-hmm.
to me, that's an origin story that's worth exploring because it's unique.
Mm-hmm.
How did the Knights of the Round Table come to exist in relatively modern times?
Right,
you know,
right.
World War II, I believe, is where they're starting it.
Yeah.
Could be one, but I think it's two. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know. It felt like one to me. Because of the biplanes?
Oh, yeah. No, I think you're right because some of the outfits and the guns they're using are more one as opposed to two. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
And then Ralph Fiennes to see. There's some de-aging that could totally work.
Yep. It's in September of this year as you're listening to us do this. Yeah. Aaron Taylor-Johnson's in this, Gemma Arterton, Matthew Good, Ralph Fiennes, Charles Dance, Stanley Tucci, Jomon Hounsou, Daniel Brühl, Reese Ifans, Tom Hollander. God damn.
You said? I always say Rice. It's Reese.
Oh, Rice. Yeah, I'm sure it's – I don't know. It's something Irish. I'm sure there's not even a way to pronounce it correctly.
I think it's Welsh, isn't it?
Oh, is it Welsh?
I think he's Welsh.
For I'm Welsh, you know. Look at you, you son of a bitch. He is Welsh. All right. Trying to show off.
Thank you.
I'm glad Catherine told you that.
Please.
She's the one into the British stuff.
A running joke amongst this is we used to go to this – ramen place.
Oh, yeah.
Up in Pasadena, Eagle Rock area.
Okay.
It's dynamite. It's absolutely excellent. Mm-hmm. And there was, according to her, a redheaded celebrity sitting behind me, but she couldn't for the life of her place it. And then when we were walking out, because that was in the opening 5 minutes,
yeah,
it was so busy, it was impossible to see. So I just walked out. I was like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
But she could never. She's looked so many times to try and find it. So it becomes this specter of, I brought it up as a joke. Oh, is he that guy? Is that the blonde-haired dude? Just like over and over and over. Because you can't pull the one until it come home every once again. And she's like, I think I saw the guy from X. I'd be like, what? And then I'll start going through and be like, this dude? No, not him. And then I have to find who she's thinking about. Like, this right. guy? Well, he looked like him. I'm like, well, then I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, a lot of people in this thing. So, yeah, it's a good point. It's one I'm definitely looking forward to, too, from the trailer. Alison Steadman. Why does she sound familiar? What has she been in? Oh, she's British. She's the one from Gavin and Stacey. She's from Gavin and Stacey. That's how I know her. All right. Anyway, that's your number 8 or 7?
7. What's my 6 is Uncharted.
Oh, yeah. Knock yourself out with that. I'm not a video game guy, so.
As a non-video game guy, because yep. I don't play video games either, I would thoroughly recommend it. It is utterly fantastic.
Okay.
Because it's got the action stuff that you find in all the other video games.
Right, right, right.
But then it throws in puzzles. But they're like archaeological in nature. As you're going through this, you get more engrossed in the story. There's one that is so ridiculously complex it took me forever to figure out. But the sense of achievement upon figuring out this huge puzzle is unlike anything else. I think that was in the second one. All the puzzles are sometimes really difficult. Yeah. And then they scaled it back for the third. I think the third is the best blend. But I so enjoyed those, and they've been rumored to do this over and over and over. If you do it with Tom Holland, this could be another generation's Indiana Jones.
Mm.
So that's why I'm looking forward to it. Can you – because that's what I always felt about this when they kept rumoring of we may do it, we may not.
Yeah.
Looks like we want to do it. We got so-and-so attached. There needs to be another Indiana, but you can't call anybody else Dr. Jones.
Yeah. Okay.
There's only one. Give them a new name. We can still have fun doing all this, and they go, and now it's 1960s, and they're doing blah, 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 whatever the case is.
Right, right.
I think that's a fascinating premise. Should have translated to movies a long time ago.
Yeah.
Tom Holland is really engaging. Hammond, Mark Wahlberg could be interesting together. I have no idea, but it's just based on – I already spent a lot of time with it, and this seemed like a no-brainer video game to me because it's not – you know, here is Darth Rear from the moon of Balrock. He is here to claim the crystal of Dithrastes. And you're like, okay. How do you translate that to not get me to laugh at it?
I can't help you. I can't help you.
Anderson, what's his name? Is it W.S. Anderson has another
video game
one coming out I found out from this, like Monster Hunter or something it's called.
And oh, really?
It's him. And guess who's starring in the lead role?
Who?
Take a wild guess.
Is it Vovovich?
Mila Jovovich?
Yeah, Mila Jovovich.
Of course. His wife? Yes. Okay. Because they now, since they, hooked up together professionally and then together,
every
movie he does, she is the lead of.
Wow.
And I don't think I've enjoyed a single one of them. I'll give him more a try.
No. I haven't enjoyed them either. Yeah, they're not that good.
No. But anyway, Uncharted, I think, could be legitimate.
Okay.
So that's my hope of – that's interesting. I want Indiana back in my life, but I don't want anybody to be Indiana.
Right. This is as close you're going to get.
Yeah. So please.
I respect that. All right. My number 7 is Bill and Ted 3.
Okay. I'm holding out – I'm holding reservations.
Okay.
Can you replicate that kind of stupidity where
– I don't know.
The charm makes us like it.
Yeah.
Made me like it at least.
Right. I don't know. I mean, and you're getting them how many years later? And they, the daughter's in this thing. Death's coming back at least.
Have you seen the stills of them outside of the phone booth?
Hilarious.
Keanu looks so weird without a beard.
He does.
Like cleanly shaven?
Yeah.
No. Give him like 5 o'clock shadow.
Everyone said he looks like he's 20 years younger. With the cutting of the beard.
I see. To me, he looks like a guy who's trying to be 20 years younger.
Oh, wow.
Whereas with the beard, I still believe you're 28 to 35.
They're not supposed to look cool. They're supposed to look like they haven't been fucking doing the job and sitting around. So it makes sense.
But
if you make him look cool, it's not going to work.
But if you gave him like a scraggly beard and they're just two losers and they're middle life, whatever they
That's
end up
possible.
Being. Yeah, it's like it ended up being a slacker or something.
Right.
Somebody else came back from the future and erased that. Now they've been,
Yeah.
Events have been beset against them to where they never got back to that, and they've been working towards resetting the past all over, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So give him a stinking 5 o'clock shadow. He looks strange without it, man.
He does look weird, man.
That's why I'm holding – it's all that just one still, and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Didn't feel good.
Those hold a special pocket of – if I was older when I saw them, I don't think I would have enjoyed them near as much.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do like that they're bringing back Death. What's his name?
Yeah, William Sadler. Thank you. Yeah. And his son.
Really?
Death's son is coming back. And the guy from Barry is playing him.
Which dude from Barry?
The Croatian dude. The guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Batty. That guy. He's playing Death's son.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
You're winning me back a little.
You're
see, I know that.
A
I just saw
now.
That one picture and I was like, goo. He needs facial hair.
Goo.
Well, we've become so accustomed to him, everything he does.
Right.
He has some sliver of it at the very least.
Bill and Ted Face the Music. Yeah. Jillian Bell's in this thing. Kristen Schaal, Jemma May. Jemma May, she's coming back as Princess Joanna. Nice. William Sadler, Holland Taylor's in this thing. Hey, yeah, Anthony Carrigan, he's playing Death's son, and they have no pictures of it. I would like to see that, so maybe down the road. we'll see.
All right, what do you
– all right, well, number six is blah, 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 Mulan.
Okay.
Yeah. The trailers have been fantastic.
Okay. I haven't seen them.
Oh, really?
I've never seen any of the live action.
Okay.
So I don't care.
So let me see if I've got this right. You're getting ready for upcoming films, and then you're not watching any of these trailers to make your list.
Oh,
you're just
the
going
ones
by
looks...
titles.
No.
Trailers help you get anticipate things.
Yeah, but there's 100 and something movies, and you can't watch the trailer for every single one.
Well, there's not 100 trailers yet.
No, but I've never seen another live action Disney. Why am I going to start now? To me, that was just like, okay, I'll figure out if it's good later. I'm not anticipating it. I'm not looking forward to it.
So you've never seen Jungle Book? You've never seen?
Nope. Never seen any of them.
Beauty and the Beast? None of
nope.
them? Wow.
Cinderella.
Wow.
Lion King doesn't count.
Lion King does not count.
No. But no, Aladdin, I've never seen any of them.
Interesting. Is this a personal choice?
I don't care.
Okay.
Even though everybody said, Cinderella's good, Jungle Book is good.
Jungle Book's great.
And
I think it's better than the animated film.
Well, if they took it
I think
in the more serious nature, which I'm sure they do. Well, that's what that book was intended to be on some level.
Right.
Not the lighthearted, I want to be like you, hoo-hoo, which I love
mean, that's
to this
in
day.
There. That's in there.
Yeah, but to see
there's a little bit of a harder edge, yes.
Although when you're watching it now, I mean, when people lay claims of racism, you do kind of say, I mean, it is it is a little thick. It's not as bad as The Crow's and Dumbo.
I mean, The Crow's Dumbo.
And Song
up.
Of the South is easily one of the – I can't believe anybody thought this was a good idea, racist.
Even at the time.
Yes. Dumbo to me is, well, we're not, but wink, wink, we are. It's like Song of the South is, hell yeah, we are.
Well, it's like watching those old Bugs Bunny cartoons with the Japanese guys and the big teeth. And you're just like, oh, yeah.
But at least Warner Brothers does the honorable thing of, we're not glossing over our past.
Yeah.
We made mistakes. Here they are. And it's better to be educated as to the wrongs as opposed to blind or ignorant to, to them. That way, we don't do it again.
But there are people on both sides of events of that warning.
Oh, yeah.
There are people who don't want that warning.
No, that warning needs to exist.
And then there are people who say that if you just putting that warning on it doesn't excuse what's in there. And so they should take the whole thing down.
It doesn't. But you need to see it to educate yourselves on some level. Just like you can't silence a racist. I'd rather know he's racist.
Yeah.
Than find out that he's secretly crazy racist.
Yeah. Chuck D said that. He said, I'm happy to live in this time because racists are straight up tell you they're
racist.
Yes. And so I know where you stand. I almost respect that more.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at least I know where they stand. I would rather have that in my face of be like, dude, you are like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is beyond didn't get hugged enough. Like, what happened in your childhood that you're doing this?
Let's explore this.
I don't even want to because I don't think there's any. Yeah. This glass house has had too many rocks thrown through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
We can't put this Humpty Dumpty back together.
Right. All right. Well,
anywho.
We'll see. I mean, and before I went out, let me say the trailers have been fantastic. They've eliminated all the songs. It's just straight up story of Mulan and joining this army. I think they eliminated her love interest too, and so something like that. And so this is just her basically fighting to show that she can do it and defend her family, and you know, show that a woman can be just as much of a warrior as a man. That kind of thing. So, and the visuals have been incredible. Like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, incredible.
Okay.
So that's why I'm into. That's
maybe
why I'm
I
looking
will.
Forward.
Maybe it'll be the first one.
Maybe. All right. Well, before we go on to Matt's number five, we're going to take a quick break and listen to some of the sponsors of the Top 10 Show who make this show possible for you all to listen to or watch all the time.
See you in a second.
All right. Well, those are some good promos by us. Let me tell you, boys, some good ads by us. Please patronize them.
Crisp professionalism by which we delivered that copy.
Oh, yeah.
Second to none.
Second to none.
Second to none.
So please go and patronize our sponsors and whatever they're asking you to do. Yeah, let them know we sent you so we can keep getting that stuff and, you know, give it some love. All right, what's your number five, man?
Five is I Was Surprised.
Mm. I don't know that movie.
Wonder Woman, 1984.
Oh, it's a punt, my man.
Couldn't believe it made it this high, but after seeing the trailer, I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got something here. Come on, D.C. Come on, D.C. You know, do something. Exactly. And what you got here? Big shooter, big shooter.
Justice League, crapped out.
No. Exactly. Oh, we got a hot roller over here.
Shazam. Yeah. Shazam.
Shazam, exactly. Yeah. Oh, you know, can they continue with that? On some level, it sucks that Stranger Things just came out because they do that shot of the mall.
Yeah.
And they do the shot of this and be like, oh, there's a lot of 80s nostalgia
right.
for the past few years.
The irony is they pushed it. They would have been the first one with the nostalgia if they hadn't pushed it.
Oh,
before
I didn't know
Stranger Things. Yeah, they pushed it a year. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was a year, but once you say that, yeah, we were supposed to get this a long time ago.
Yeah, because at the last Comic-Con, they had 26 seconds. And I don't mean the one that happened this year. The year before, they had like 26 seconds of that stuff that you would have seen for 84. So, yeah, it's crazy. All right. My number five is Birds of Prey.
Didn't make my list.
Oh, wow.
I am not sure how I feel about that trailer.
Okay. All right.
I love her.
Yes.
And I don't know about everybody else yet. So I'm not saying I'm not going to see it because I more than likely will, even if they're like, hey, it's 40% or something on Rotten Tomatoes.
Right.
I will still go see it because I want to see where it fell apart.
Yeah.
Because she is my favorite part of Suicide Squad.
Yeah, she is. So, I mean, yeah, I want to get it right. Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. Yeah, and this Margot Robbie, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Ewan McGregor, Journey Smollett-Bell, Ali Wong, Chris Messina, Rosie Perez. That's big involved in this. So a lot of people involved in this one, directed by Kathy Yan, written by Christina Hodson, who also did Bumblebee. So to me, that all around, I like this. The trailer initially I didn't like because it felt like it was way too much Harley Quinn and everyone else was like in the back, like her pips. Everyone was her pips and she was Gladys Knight.
Sure.
I didn't like that.
But they've changed it?
Yes. And what I'm hearing is there's more here that they're going to drop into these recent trailers. Maybe they're just laying the groundwork that, hey, the reason you're going to see this is
exactly.
the Harley Quinn.
Yeah. That's about what I was about to say is she is the star of this. This is what's drawing you in. So the first one has to be the rollout of her. Otherwise, if it's all these other people, we're going to be complaining the other side of it.
Yeah.
I'm here for her. That's her name on the marquee. Why am I seeing all these other peripheral characters? You know, I don't even know if they're peripheral, but this menagerie of individuals, because I didn't want to say characters again because I've been talking all day. So I don't know. I saw the trailer and I was like, I'm not sure.
Right.
I'm not sure. Whereas with Wonder Woman, I knew instantly. DC, I have some faith.
That's what I'm saying.
And you deliver something that I'm intrigued by.
They've been doing the last 3 or 4 movies.
Yeah. I won't shit on you for no reason.
Right.
Batman's the best. Hands down.
It's coming.
The best.
The Batman.
It'd be interesting. What is that, a year away?
Yeah. Yeah.
Still, though. Okay. Yeah. The cast they've assembled.
It's good.
Although.
They're already shooting in London.
Who do they have as Arthur again?
Andy Serkis.
That seems weird.
No. Who is Arthur? I'm sorry. Andy Serkis is in it, but I don't know. Who is. Maybe it is Andy Serkis.
It might be Andy Serkis.
Alfred is what you mean.
Did I say?
Alfred. You said Arthur.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be Andy Serkis. Yeah.
That seems strange to me.
It's going to be badass. Well, off of Claw, what he did with Ulysses Claw.
Well, I'm not saying he's not an excellent actor.
Of course. But if you take that and you're going to make him a special forces guy, then Serkis works. Like he did in Claw. He could be that brutal and have those big fucking forearms.
Yeah, but the best case scenario of that is Jeremy Irons as Alfred.
Mm-hmm.
Because Michael Caine is more of the – he does set things up in the background. You don't often see it. Whereas Irons, you know, sometimes he's got the gem loop and he's soldering wires together. So he's helping. He's the pit crew for Batman, which is fine. But what you're talking about has a malevolence that only Serkis can get with those eyes.
Right.
That dude's got – you know, he can emote through his eyes really well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would rather have seen him as one of the villains.
Oh, okay. Like Penguin?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or Two-Face or Riddler.
I'd be down for his Joker. An interesting Joker.
It would be interesting.
Here's my belief, and it's my honest belief. Everyone should play the Joker one time.
Let's not dilute the Joker.
I'm saying everyone should do it. I want to see people's different interpretations of the character.
Is this just you in another attempt to get Bernie Sanders now auditioning for Joker? And it's like the SNL skit, people that auditioned for X movie. Here's Bernie Sanders. I like chaos.
I love chaos. Let me tell you, it's great. I'm not a fan of the Batman. He's a vigilante. No good. Healthcare.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
It's got its moments where it rings really
well. I can go. When I'm dialed in, and I'm good at this shit. I'm just tired right now.
Don't get me started.
Now it starts sounding like Tony Curtis.
Spartacus.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. We'll see what happens with it. I hope it hits all the right notes because Black Mask is a fucking great villain in the DC universe. So to have Ewan McGregor play him makes it even more exciting. So all around. And I know this is unreliable narrator shit. First 5 minutes were released at the Brazil Comic Con recently, and it's all like her point of view of what happened with the breakup with the Joker and all this kind of shit. So you don't know if she's narrating the whole movie, then who knows if any of it is true.
Yeah, she's Looney Tunes.
Yeah, and Catherine Yan came out and said, Kathy Yan, the director, she said this is happening in an alternate timeline. Doesn't mean that it's like another – it doesn't mean like it's Joker. It means more like maybe happening at the same time but in a different place or in her head. At a different situation. So, all right, what's your number four, man?
Four is No Time to Die. The Bond?
That's a punt, man.
Really?
Yeah, man.
We went from not a Bond guy to...
What did I say, not a Bond guy?
When we did our Bond show way back when.
Oh, yeah, but Daniel Craig is my Bond.
Yeah.
Everything before then is...
Well, just to have that kind of anticipation for something that you didn't care about until Daniel Craig got around.
Yeah, that's fair.
Kind of impressive.
Those four have been fantastic to me. I mean, Quantum Solace, you can take a leave, but like, I liked Spectre. I'll defend Spectre day and night.
I like moments, Inspector.
Skyfall is the shit. That's the best.
And Casino
Bond
Royale.
Casino is fantastic. Yeah.
The majority of our fans prefer Casino Royale because we've had this discussion before over Skyfall. To me, it's just like, it's a no-brainer.
That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, it's Skyfall.
What are you guys talking about? I'm looking right at you. What the fuck are you guys talking about? Skyfall
I think they
is
like
better.
To see, just like the Speedo talk before, they like to see Daniel Craig doing the role reversal where he gets out of the water and they're like, look at the package on Bond.
Hello. Look at those light blue trunks.
Yeah, it glistens in the sun. Is that you ringing the doorbell? Is that what that was? That's how what my doorbell does, by the way. It's an old kind of clown car type of.
Can I come in and look at those trunks? All right, my number four is Eternals, the Marvel's.
Okay.
Yeah. That, I mean, look.
I don't know anything about it except the cast.
That's fair. And I do because I have the graphic novels and the compilations,
okay.
The hardback compilations, hardcover compilations. Because, like, I.
Of course you own the hardback. You probably own the soft before that. And then you're like, I'm upgrading it. Guess what? They put out the Criterion hardback.
No.
And you bought the 4K version of it.
I only own the hardback because I think those stories are they're elevated. And to me, they have to be treated like literature. And so that's
why. Did you see that picture of Camille?
Yeah, man. That's what I was just going to say that.
So ridiculously
right,
jacked.
Right.
So ridiculously jacked.
But I love what he said. He said, this took me a year and all these trainers eating a certain way and all this money. So he's saying, yes, I look good and I'm proud that I look this good. I worked hard at it and drove my wife crazy. But I also look good because I had the advantage of doing all this.
Oh, yeah. Sacrifice. Well,
so don't beat yourself up because you don't look like this.
It's like, what's his name? Is it Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny?
Yes.
After he put on all the weight.
Yeah.
And then he lost the weight. And he's like, I don't know why everybody in America can't lose the weight. All you need is no day job, personal trainer, a chef, and a nutritionist. Anybody can do it.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So easy.
Just, yeah. When you can dedicate all these resources to it.
Yeah.
Of course. But it's almost like, look at you, Kumail.
Right. He looked badass, man.
I've been that in shape once in my life.
I was coming out of the military. I was like that.
When I quit drinking.
Oh, yeah. You
went to the gym for 6 to 9 hours a week. I'd either do 2 3-hour days or 3 3-hour days.
Whoa. Jesus. 3 hours in the gym?
Uh-huh. I ran for an hour. So I'd lift for 2 hours, an hour and a half to 2 hours,
wow.
And then I'd run for an hour.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Dude, okay. I was shredded. I had veins like on my stomach.
Wow.
Coming, yeah. I was still eating,
right.
But I was eating high protein, low carbs, and all that just on my own. I didn't follow any diet, but, you know, quit drinking. I was like, I'm getting in shape. I've never had a six pack. And like, I've got a six pack. And that lasted a few years. And it's like, it's hard to keep this six pack.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
Well, I was late 20s when I got it. It's just right.
So it's even harder.
In your 30s?
Yeah.
And you got all the residual spare tire, those, because the fat cells just shrink. That's why it's easy for us to gain weight,
yep.
even if we lose it. They just go, oh, dude, I can hold on to stuff. Don't forget.
Yeah.
Like this bag expands. It's like, shit.
I'll take care of you.
Yeah. No. That's fine. We don't live in a post-apocalyptic wasteland where there's no sun. I got to store extra heat and energy sources on me. It's fine, body.
Let it go.
Yeah. The evolutionary advantage that was no longer. I wish you could turn that off. But
yeah, this one's got Angelina Jolie, Richard Madden, Salma Hayek, Gemma Chan, Kit Harington, Kumail Nanjiani, Brian Tyree Henry. I'm super looking forward to this one. Directed by Chloe Zhao, and the Firpos wrote the script. So yeah, it's if you know Eternals, if they get this thing right, I think this is a billion dollar film. I really
Sweet.
Do. If they get it right, and there's no way Kevin Feige is not gonna connect shit into the film
from
other situations, because this is a cosmic story. So Nova's available, Guardians of the Galaxy are available. Mm-hmm. Whoever's out in the Captain Marvel's a possibility. All these things are Thanos is even a possibility.
Yeah.
So all these things are playing around in Eternals. So who knows how it's all gonna fall out or turn out? So
I have all the faith. I just don't know anything.
Yeah,
so it's kind of hard. Yeah. To form any real idea of whether or not I could be excited.
Yeah. What's your number three?
Three, I think this was punted from last year to this year's schedule, but Greyhound, the Tom Hanks World War II.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure about it. It's not on my list.
Okay. This is the log line. I read it and I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
He's on a ship in the Atlantic being hunted by U-boats from, Europe to America.
Wow.
Okay, I'm in. You got me. On a boat being hunted by U-boats.
Yeah.
You got me. Let's go. Let's have some fun. Tom Hanks. No problem. He's got two coming out next year.
Wow.
That one and something called BIOS, I think.
Okay.
A robot that he trains to take care of his dog when he dies.
Okay.
And then he dies.
BIOS. Okay.
I think something like that. I read it and I was like, nah, Tom, I'm going to stick with Greyhound.
I'm good here.
I don't know. I hope it's good.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love them some Tom Hanks?
Right.
So just on that simple premise alone, we both like World War II mm-hmm. and historical and war dramas, and I don't know that this is based on any specific event, but historical fiction.
Yeah.
Have fun with it.
Yeah.
And I'm intrigued. I'm ready.
Okay.
What do you got at three?
Wonder Woman 84, which is a pun from earlier.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Like you. Saw that trailer. I was like, all right, I'm in. Mm-hmm. I had a little bit of trepidation because I didn't like that footage they showed a couple years ago, which I mentioned earlier. I was like, this is a little cheesy. And then you see the trailer and you're like, oh, okay. Man, we're cool. We're cool here.
She lassos lightning or some shit.
She lassos lightning, yeah. Have you seen the where they fit Shazam in this?
No.
Oh, yeah. Somebody
what,
made
is
it.
He like?
Yeah, that scene in the film when he's tossing bolts.
Lightning, she's swinging?
Yeah, she's swinging.
Really?
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's
that's
hilarious.
All. That's how you know your characters at that point.
Right, right.
I didn't even know she had that ability. Maybe they just created it for this. I don't care. It makes all the sense in the world. I love it.
I don't think she – a couple of people sent me pictures of her riding the lightning in the comics, but it wasn't the same as what we see in the film.
Who cares?
Here. Yeah. I think it looks badass.
She's a goddess.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So, or a god or whatever
right.
the case is.
Right.
The preferred nomenclature. I don't know what it is for fictitious Greek gods.
You don't offend the gods, right.
Transported into modern day. I don't want to assign pronouns. But.
They.
These individuals.
Yeah.
I just saw that and I was like, that is so interesting. It's mm-hmm. unique. It's even if you're creating a new characteristic, it seems true to the character.
Yeah.
It's not like she's taking him and then grabbing and whipping at people.
Right.
That to me would be a bridge too far. If she's literally lassoing lightning.
Yeah.
How much dumb fun is that? That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great – I hope there's a parallel somewhere in comics so people don't complain about it.
Right.
But even if they do, it won't depreciate my enjoyment already.
I think it's great.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and you got like
Pedro.
Pedro Pascal playing Maxwell Lord. You've got Kristen Wiig even had a couple of funny shots or interesting
she's
shots.
Cheetah.
Yeah, she's Cheetah. And all of it is here. And Steve Rogers comes back. Chris Pine comes
Chris
back.
Chris Pine.
We've got to figure out how that's all going down. But
Steve Rogers is his name?
Oh, Steve.
Isn't that Cap?
Sorry, that's Cap. Sorry. Yeah. Trevor. Steve
You're
Trevor.
Getting your Chris's mixed up.
I mean, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot of Chris's.
Steve Trevor's the guy's name. But like, you get so many of these situations here, and you get the 80s vibe all through it, especially the Maxwell Lord character telling you can do anything you want if you just follow my plan and blah, blah, blah. Man, the 80s were full of infomercials like that. And he's got some kind of weird crystal or rock that he's holding on to. What's that going to lead to? So all of it all around, it felt like this. We're in good hands, and we're going to be fine. This is going to be a great movie. So I'm looking forward to it. All right, what's your number two?
Two is Dune.
Okay, knock yourself out. You want to talk about trepidation.
I have no affinity for the first one.
Yeah, woof.
I know nothing of the backstory, the lore. It's just my, you know, old boy Denny.
Yeah.
Has really done nothing wrong.
That's true.
So
that's a good point, actually.
This is your passion project. Yeah. Something that you are dying to do. Have at it, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am thoroughly intrigued, only surpassed by one other individual who exists in that same sphere in my brain on some level.
Yeah.
So I don't care. I don't care who you cast. You can bring back Sting as a nice little wing nod, or anybody you like from the first one. I've seen the cast, but I don't care. I'm intrigued. I don't think I'll need to see a trailer. I will see it regardless.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing it's going to be near 4 hours, more than likely.
Probably.
That property, that is a massive, you know, you got to get a lot, you know,
that
the spice
huge.
Trade.
Yeah.
And all the nonsense of what Lucas fit into three films in the prequels, all the bullshit of the economy of a galaxy.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess you got to jam into that or whatnot. I've never been a fan of the first one. I thought it was weird.
Yeah.
It's like Morrissey weird. Porn to me. It just it has this emo goth weird. Everybody's in patent leathery.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's weird. It's a very weird
It's like
film.
Nine Inch Nails before Nine Inch Nails, but in cinematic form.
Yeah.
Like,
it was androgynous.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of that either, man. It was weird.
But, you know, Villeneuve, you've done no wrong for
true.
Me.
Yes,
so let's keep this batting, percentage as high as possible.
Yeah, and the cast is massive, so we'll see. We'll see.
What do you got?
Number two, James Bond, No Time to Die.
Two.
Bond 25.
Do we have the same one then?
I wonder.
I would hope.
I don't think so, but we'll see.
Well, if it didn't Bad Boys, I'm not exactly worried. Maybe there's a movie I missed, but the fact that we've already covered Bad Boys, I'm fine. I'm surprised that wasn't higher, to be perfectly honest.
Look, I didn't like the second one. So, you know, I have to have my worries, my concerns. But I'm still looking forward to it because I love that first one. But this, Bond, this is fantastic.
Does he close it out strong?
Yeah, the trailer looks great. So good.
Haven't even seen it. Don't care.
There we go. I love that Lea Seydoux is coming back. Lashana Lynch being a part of this looks interesting. Ben Whishaw coming back.
Now, is she going to be Bond going forward?
There's rumors that he's handling the mantle onto her. I think it's a red herring. Is that what they call it, where they do the switcheroo? I don't think she's actually going to go on and be Bond. I think she's going to be her own 00. And she may not be Bond. She may be some other version of a 00, like Jeremy Renner and the Bourne stuff, like its own version, right? So I don't know how it's going to all work. And I don't know if it's like they're giving us the swerve. But either way, it's fantastic. The trailer looks incredible. The action sequence looks fantastic. I love the people involved in this, and it looks like the right send-off. And you even got what's-his-face coming back as Blofeld, Christoph Waltz.
You had to because it was incomplete on the last one.
It's Blofeld.
Well, it makes Spectre – it gives Spectre more weight if they bring him back and they really pay it off because Spectre ended kind of poorly to me.
Yeah.
They just wasted Blofeld.
Right.
So, sure.
And then Rami Malek is the villain, which we didn't get much of in the trailer. That looks interesting. Sounds interesting. It's got that weird accent going on. So overall, I just – and the locations, all of it that they show in the trailer, all of it excites me from top to bottom. And Jerry – oh, my gosh. What am I trying to say? Black actor
from
Jeffrey Wright. Jeffrey Wright coming back.
Sure.
As the American agent from Casino Royale.
CIA operative.
Yeah, CIA operative. Yeah, yeah. So all of that makes it very interesting because he's retired to bring him back in.
Yeah,
what does it all mean?
He was in Quantum of Solace.
Yeah.
Was he in Skyfall or Spectre?
I don't think he was in Skyfall or Spectre.
Okay. I just remember him showing up in that small town outside in the desert thing they had to go to afterwards.
Right. I think Harbor is his corrupt partner in
that I don't remember. Quantum
in Casino
Solace.
Royale.
Oh, Casino. Really?
Or maybe Quantum of Solace.
Okay. Sure.
I'm going to look that up. But yeah.
All right. You're to my four. It's not like we're far off on
this. We're not. We're looking it up. All right.
So my number one is Tenet.
No.
From Chris Nolan?
Nope.
Okay. I don't know anything about it. I just know Chris Nolan. This is his next one?
Yeah.
Okay. I already know I'm going to see it. It's like when they announced The Irishman. Scorsese's coming back, and he's got De Niro and Pacino.
Yeah.
And Pesci. Okay. I'm going to see it.
Okay. They just dropped the trailer today for the first time.
For Tenet?
I think so.
Yeah. I know nothing of it, but it's like, this is his next one. Okay. I will see it.
You're in.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
You're in either way.
You've earned that respect. Right. If I'm going to pay money to see anybody, it's going to be you and now Denis Villeneuve. That's why it's just like, boom, boom. Okay. Tom Hanks, World War II.
Right.
You got me.
You're down.
So that over and over again. I didn't read the log line. I just saw Tenet. I clicked on it. It said, this is his next. And I was like, okay, well, there's my number one.
Yeah.
I want to see that now more than anything else.
Yeah. All right. Do you know what it's about? You don't know what it's about?
Don't care.
Wow.
Don't care.
You made it number one. You don't even know what it's about.
Nope.
Wow.
That's how good the guy is.
All right.
Even if I don't fully resonate with his movies, I still find them interesting and captivating.
Okay. All right. I respect that.
Yeah. Like, Inception, I don't know how often I go back to see it,
yeah,
but I respect it. Interstellar, I watch certain chunks of that over and over and over again
because
I find it just utterly mesmerizing.
Okay,
but he's done that repetitively over and over and over again. He, you know, made Batman the best Batman's ever been.
Fair.
I'm on board.
Aaron Taylor Johnson, Robert Pattinson, Kenneth Branagh, Elizabeth Debicki, Michael Caine, Clemens Poesy, Himesh Patel.
You say Michael Caine's in one of his movies?
Yeah.
What?
John David Washington.
Yeah, another guy on the come up.
All right. Martin Donovan's in this thing. So a lot of people are involved in this thing. All right, all right. Shout out to that film.
All right, so what do you got at one then?
Top Gun Maverick, son of a bitch. What the fuck are you talking about? That is number one.
It literally looks like a retread.
Oh, you know what? Get the fuck out of
there.
It doesn't look like a retread at all.
I've already heard interviews where they ask people in it and be like, oh, so is there a volleyball scene? I mean, there's something like a volleyball scene.
It's a football
scene. Is there
scene.
A this? Well, there's something like that. And you're like, oh, so they sing in a bar? Really? Really? Something that seemed like a weird anomaly, but we kind of like, okay, whatever. I don't know what San Diego was like in the early to mid 80s. Maybe you could have gotten away with this. I could think of a few bars that I've been to where it's plausible. 30 years later? 35 years later? Okay. That seems strange to me. Mm-hmm. Is this the Dueling Pianos bar where people are just prone to break out into song or something?
Let me tell you something about the military, Matt. You don't know this because you never served. But things...
What, show tunes are a favorite?
No. Things repeat themselves. Tradition and patterns.
Of course.
Between
of course.
Classes. It's the same thing.
But singing at a bar to woo a single woman?
I don't know, but there isn't any of that. You don't see that in the trailer.
Well, I assume if they're going to replicate, then it's going to be for the same motivations. Otherwise, it's going to be a bunch of guys breaking out into song.
The bar I saw was the bar that you see Tom and Edward and Anthony Edwards and Meg Ryan in. When they're like, you shake my nerves and you're – that's the bar you see in the trailer.
Okay.
I don't see a bar where they're singing. If they do that, then we're talking a whole
other ballgame. I could swear to God I saw something where they're doing all the singing. And I'm all like, right. Are you fucking kidding? And then I found out about – well, it's not like – you know, it's not exactly like volleyball. Yeah. And I was like, Jesus, guys. Like, I understand wanting to retread, but don't do a full retread.
Right. Well, you've got –
Does that mean all the love scenes are going to be silhouette between a lesbian and...
Whoa.
She's a lesbian.
She's not a lesbian in the movie.
Yeah, but she's a lesbian. That's why my contention is they say it was because Tom Cruise went out to do Legend and his hair was long and it didn't fit.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it was because the camera couldn't catch any chemistry between a lesbian and a guy that if the rumors out there are the rumors out there.
I can't even...
So the lack of chemistry between these two people, and you're like, you know what's sexy? Silhouettes. Bum, bum, bum.
It wasn't the
80s. Bum, bum, bum. It made me feel uncomfortable then, and it does now.
You're insane.
It does now.
It's a great scene.
I don't need kabuki sex scenes.
Whoa.
Either show it
kabuki.
Or skip past it. I don't need to see this. Fuck it. That's what it is. It's a bunch of bullshit. It's all an artifice. Not real. Either show me or don't. Move past.
Fair enough. There are shades, obviously, because you're going to do that. You got to touch points to make it feel like you're bringing, like they did with Force Awakens, they did the same thing. You make people back, you get people back in the vibe.
Yes.
But this is a new story. Tom is training these pilots. They're on the suicide mission. It's a real mission. This isn't MiGs violating the fucking airspace. This is a real mission. Drones, all kinds of shit. They're bringing him back, Maverick, to train these guys because it's good, dangerous. There could be people die. I think it's going to mirror what happened to his dad. Where he's caught in a firefight that is crazy and he can't get out of it. Is he going to die or is he going to help them out? I don't know.
See, I think.
But you got Anthony Edwards' son in this.
If Force Awakens. See, my problem with this, if Force Awakens did it to the degree that I think Maverick is going to do it, mm-hmm. then they would have had a scene with Rey training against the ball thing, and Han is sitting there being like, you know, I've seen this before, whatever else. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Chewie is playing John Boyega at the chess game in the background while BB-8's doing something. Just like, that would be. What is the most ridiculous ripoff we could possibly do? Why do your face tells me something I don't want to know?
Yeah.
No. Shit.
Keep going.
Shit.
Keep going.
I don't want to know anything.
I didn't say anything.
I know you didn't, but your face just did. God
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't say anything.
Okay. Well, if it's in there, I get to punch you.
No.
Well, you're saying what? No to this agreement?
I'm saying there's shades of stuff.
Okay. Well, let's just leave it. Leave it.
There we go. You brought it up. You walked into the danger yourself by bringing
it up. I said for Force Awakens.
You shouldn't have even brought up Star Wars.
Did this. You should have just been focused on Force. Well, yeah, it would have been ridiculous if Force Awakens hadn't done that because it would have been too much of a retread.
There we go.
Anyway, so that's your number one. There we go. let's just move on.
All right. Well, there's.
Why would say Bond is probably.
Well, hold on. Before you start
my list. Read down
right,
the.
Right. So that's our separate lists that we've done here for the top 10 most anticipated movies. Now we're going to read them off each for our production friends who help us here, Adam Smith and Cody Hall. Matt, take it away.
Number 10, Coming to America. 9, Stillwater. 8, Free Guy. 7, The Kingsman. 6, Uncharted. 5, Wonder Woman 1984. 4, No Time to Die. 3, Greyhound. 2, Dune. Number 1, Tenet.
My number 10, the John Rocha number 10, is Fast and Furious. 9. Number 9 is Bad Boys for Life. Number 8 is Black Widow. Number 7 is Bill and Ted Face the Music. Number 6 is Mulan. Oh, boy. Number 5 is Birds of Prey and the Fabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. I think that's how it's good. Number 4 is Eternals. Number 3 is Wonder Woman 1984. Number 2 is No Time to Die. And number 1 is Top Gun Maverick.
All right, so Bond at number 1.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because it's 2-4.
Okay. That works for me.
I think our next highest and what? Only other one is Wonder Woman.
Yeah, 84.
All right, so Wonder Woman.
All right. And don't tune out. We're going to do shout outs at the end of this episode. Just letting you all know if you've been waiting to hear your name, this is the episode where you will hear your name as a patron of the show.
Darn tootin'. What's your then highest?
Top Gun Maverick, son, number 1.
Minus Tenet. I mean, I think we agree more than likely qualitatively mine will be better, but yours could do better at the box office.
Yeah.
So. I'll go grab that coin.
You grab that coin, because I've actually seen a trailer for this movie. You don't even know what this movie's about. That should count against you.
I have seen the trailer for your movie.
Oh, you saw that trailer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw that trailer. It was inescapable before another movie.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I like this.
Son of a bitch.
That's right.
I'll take your word for it.
Tenet, Chris Nolan.
What does it mean, Tenet?
I don't know. Don't care.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
Top Gun Maverick.
What number is that, 5 or 4?
Now we're on to number 5. What's your next highest?
No Time to Die is on there. Eternals at number 4.
All right. So my next two beat yours.
Wow.
Which is Dune and then Greyhound.
Okay.
And then your Eternals is 4?
Yeah.
The Eternals.
Okay.
Number 4. My 5's on there. Is your 5 on there?
My 5 is on here.
What about your 6?
No. My 5's not on. Birds of Prey? That's not on. So Birds of Prey.
Do you have your 6?
I do have my 6.
All right. Then mine goes on there at Uncharted.
No, I don't have my 6.
Oh, what are you?
Mulan is number 6.
There you go.
Oh, son of a bitch. I'm flipping?
Yep.
All right. Here we go.
Let's see a good rotation on this. That was terrible.
That was terrible.
That was terrible. Even that benefits you, but that was terrible. It just went up like a perfect UFO that never violated its, what is that? Its X-axis.
Airspace.
Perfectly. All right, here we go.
Does that count?
Here, let me flip it again.
Yeah, flip it. So a clean landing. That's all we're asking for here.
God damn it. Why can't I flip a coin?
There it is.
Yeah.
Superman! That look says...
How do I pick this up correctly?
That's fine. What was your... It was Mulan?
Yes.
All right, well, that's 10. Uncharted.
Let's do it. The top 10 most anticipated movies, yeah, of 2020, yeah. At number 10,
Uncharted.
At number 9,
Mulan.
At number 8,
Birds of Prey.
At number 7,
The Eternals.
At number 6,
Greyhound.
At number 5,
Dune.
At number 4,
Top Gun Maverick.
At number 3,
Tenet.
At number 2,
Wonder Woman 1984.
And our number 1 most anticipated movie is
Jimmy B's new gym called No Time to Die.
No time to die. I ain't got no time to die. This looks this is gonna be fun. Nice, good choices between both our lists. Yeah, I think from interesting genres.
There's another few that the two that I had trouble between were the two Pixars.
Okay. Oh yeah, I'm not looking forward to either one of those.
Soul is the one I was like, maybe. Maybe. Onward just seems like a Disney movie.
It's the new trailer that came out that I was like, okay, this is a little more here. There's a little more here.
But is Soul just like a Inside Out for Souls?
I don't know.
They just kind of did Souls with Coco.
I might get in trouble for this. I feel like I don't understand why you're going to make a jazz movie. You don't have and you don't have like, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say it. Never mind. Let's let it be. Just let it be.
All right.
If you don't have enough, I think it should be directed by a black person who knows jazz. It should be written by a black person who knows jazz.
Why do they have to be black?
Because jazz is a black medium. That is black music medium. That's an easy cop out.
It's not. If you want to say hip hop, yes.
Oh, now hip hop? What the fuck? It's the same thing.
Because
there are good jazz musicians that are white. Chet Baker, Jerry Rafferty.
Without a doubt. But I just think that. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
That's my point at the end of the day.
But you could also say, like, you can't do rock and roll because it's predicated upon the blues, and the blues in this country was, and you're like, okay, well, jazz now is part of the culture of all.
Yeah, but I don't think you would say that. Rock and roll is primarily a white thing. Blues is primarily a black thing.
No way. No way. Blues, to me, is universal.
Oh, boy.
Is universal.
No, I mean the artists.
The artists of repute that you're thinking of, sure, because they're from a bygone era, but the—
That's blues.
It's part of the blues.
Sure.
Okay.
It's like heavy metal. I'm sure there are black heavy metal groups, but In Living Color doesn't represent heavy metal, all the heavy metal. It's that there's balance. You got to be honest with this shit.
No, but I don't think it's exclusive to.
It's not about exclusive. It's about who are actually the pioneers of this shit. That's my point. I feel like jazz, that's my problem with soul. That's my problem. I don't see enough. I know the voiceover wise, there are a number of African American or black actors involved in it, including I think Jamie Foxx. But I just would like to – I would have liked to have seen it from a black director and a black writer who understand it, know jazz instinctively from top to bottom, because this is such a beautiful medium. It's one of my favorite musical mediums. I don't want to see it surface level presented. Yeah. That's just me.
Okay.
Now I'm in trouble with everybody.
No. Now we got to do shout-outs.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have yours pulled up?
I can have it pulled up. Let me find it here real quick.
Okay.
All right. Who is going to start?
Not a problem. I can start at the top.
Come on, Excel. Open up.
You ready?
Jesus, taking a bit. Is it start with Hasso?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
So we got Matthew Hasso.
Christopher Brockman.
What's weird is I have – there it is. Andrew Hayes.
Corey O'Connor.
David Mitchell Baker.
Drew Enns.
Mackenzie Horner.
Mike Barrington.
Steve Anderson.
Wiley Todd.
Willie Logie.
Christos Alexakos.
Aaron Hine.
Andrew Marker.
Andrew Nally.
Angela Dashner.
Anthony Casanova.
Ashley Prowls.
Ben Cartwright.
Bernie Knapp.
Billy Guillams.
Bobby Carney.
Bobby Michael.
Brandon Monroe.
Cameron Chapman.
Chris Lemke.
Cody Rexford.
Daniel Chaput.
Daniel McCarty.
Darren Bush.
Now I need to refresh page. Ed Buzzkirk.
Alice Menchaca.
Eric Bloor.
Frank Montoya.
Jeff Kelly.
George Menchaca.
Jeremy Metz.
Jeremy Joe Farrelly.
Jonathan Carroll.
Joseph Burtwistle.
Josh Stets.
Josh Mabry.
Johanna Linaverta.
Justin McDonald.
Keith Fitzgerald.
Kevin Fuss.
Kristen Kurtz.
Lawrence Witt.
Louis Berrigan.
Mark Fawcett.
Mark Menchaca.
Matt Hall.
Michael D. Dyke.
Robert Haley.
Ryan Nim.
Sean Brennan.
Steve Schluckebeyer.
Sujayanth Fernando.
A blast from our past podcast.
Zach Butts.
Adelardo Fuentes.
Alex Ramsey.
Alex Russell.
Elia Moore.
Ahmad Ali.
Andres Mendoza.
Anthony George.
April Rye Backey.
Ben Quirk.
Blake Gant.
Blake O'Brien.
Brian Akins.
Cameron Belgrade.
Chris Cabrera.
Chris Consiglio.
Chris Judge.
Christopher McIntyre.
Cody Seal.
Connor Teal.
Corey Day.
Corey Trainer.
Cody Markham.
Dale Varley.
Dan.
Dan Petraglia.
David Gregson.
Deborah Torres.
Drew Burkhart.
Dwayne Joseph Burke.
Dylan Buller Dempsey.
Dylan Johnson.
Dylan Yoon.
Edward Dobbins.
Eric Grebner.
Eric Stevenson.
Francisco J. Torres.
Gareth Weldon.
Grecia Romero.
Gunnar R.
Yeah. Hans Eskelson.
Haley Morton.
Ian Brick Beltran Lopez.
Jacob Campos.
James Nost.
James Leggett.
James Petty.
Yanvia Canozar.
Jason Bradshaw.
Jason Liao.
Jason Shrum.
Jeff Saliba.
Jeremy Bowers.
JIC317.
Jim White.
Joe Ibarra.
Joey Anthony.
John Douse.
John Keefe.
Joseph Viola.
Josh Sachs.
Justin O'Neill.
Keith Archer.
Kelly W.
Kristen Smith.
Christian Lundgaard Kjolder.
Kyle Beckworth.
Kyle Feller.
Marcel Berman.
Marcus Davenport.
Matt Hannigan.
Matt Simmons.
Matthew Pullen.
Maurice Robinson.
Michael Kelly.
Michael McDade.
Michael Schmer.
Nathan Leonard.
Nick Francis.
Nicholas Smith.
Nizar Alabasi.
Noel Kelleher.
Pat Bulfamanti.
Patrick Mullen.
Phil Neglia.
Philip Renshaw.
Ravi Prasad.
Reagan Lovig.
Robert Francesco Sudasi or Sudes.
Roque Arellano.
Nice. Whoops. Well done. Ruben Enriquez.
Ryan Imbrandos.
Sarah McCracken.
Scott Zarnecki.
Shane Noble.
Simon Brouillard.
Tim Begg.
Tim Franco.
Timothy Berg.
Tyler Spots.
Wayne Murphy.
Victor Whiskey Alone.
That's good. Gigglezon or Exerion.
Zachary Johnson.
AJ Barrera.
Abby Lugo.
Alexander Marzonia.
Andre Constanesco.
Andrew Herbs.
Andrew O'Day.
Andy Ortiz.
Andy Tan.
Archie Bear.
AZ Badfish Marlon Tuttle.
Blair Simpson.
Brandon Caridi.
Charlie McKenna.
Chelsea Lewis.
Chris Jones.
Clay Williams.
Dimitri Milot.
DJ Red Hot Cox.
Nice. Eric Bruin.
Evan Zoller.
Giancarlo Simonetta.
Houston Bodley.
Ian Horner.
Leon Williams.
I think you got it there.
Okay.
Isaiah Hoffman.
Jacob Pullen.
James Trapani.
James Winstead.
Jen Kemp.
Jim Payne.
Yoon Jo-kyun.
Johannes Schmidt.
Jonathan Chase.
Jordan Wiltshire.
Josh Lawrence.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And I stepped over Josh Lawrence's name. Good. My apologies, Josh Lawrence. Josh Murphy.
Joshua William.
Joshua Wynn.
Juan Reyes.
Julian Key.
Catherine Samuels.
Kyle Spahn.
Laura Deverson.
Luke Allison.
Luke Larson.
Magali Dore.
Matt Chipping.
Matthew Lee Cravens.
Mike Shea. What's up, Mike?
Niall Blackie.
Nick Dornoff.
Philip Lane.
Rob McDonald.
Rodrigo Valverde III.
Ryan McKenna.
Scott Kohler.
Seamus Braytag.
Sean Scott.
Seth Shearer.
Stacey Flores.
Stephen Armstrong.
The Cinephiles.
Thomas Price.
Thorsten Amuler.
Tim Reimert.
Timothy R. Williams.
Todd Whitkey.
And Will Morse.
Boom.
There they are. Thanks to everybody that supports us over at patreon.com/the top 10 with the number 10. We thank you for all your support this past year. It's been fantastic. We look forward to coming out to those cities to you guys.
Yeah.
Houston on February 29th, 2 shows, 8 and 10. Go to houseofblues.com/Houston. And then kingsplace.co.uk. May 2nd, we're coming back. The 400-seater, let's sell it out. You can get tickets right now. Just go on the calendar and then click over till you get to May. Boom, we're on the 2nd.
Hell 8
p.m. Hall 1. There we are.
2.5-hour show.
We're gonna bring the heat on both of those dates. We're working on others. And I think that is it for me. You can follow me anywhere, at Matt Nost.
You can follow me at The Roka Says on Twitter and on Instagram. And don't forget to follow at Top 10 Show on Twitter as well. So much coming down the pike for us in 2020. First of all, last of all, Happy New Year again from both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for coming along with us on our 5th year doing this show. We love you. We love it. And we'll talk to you next time on The Top 10 Show.